Hello, this is Joe McGee. Welcome to our podcast. Make sure that you subscribe and please share the podcast with your friends. That is the number one way you can help us reaching people with God's love and healing. We love you guys. Hope you enjoy the podcast. Hey guys, it's Joe McGee with our words of wisdom for today. The word today is excellent. Now this word is used a lot, written about a lot. You go to any bookstore in America and you'll find a whole row of books on excellence, the spirit of excellence, things that are done well, things that are not done well. Companies went belly up because they didn't do things with excellence, but they didn't produce clothing that was excellent. They didn't produce cars that were excellent. Excellence kind of reproduces itself. So if you look up Webster, it means extremely good, outstanding, matchless, unbeatable, first class. Well, that would be a good trait to have. An excellent spirit. We perceive in this man an excellent spirit. That's what the three heathen kings said about Daniel when he was in captivity. Jerusalem had been invaded. He'd been taken captive with Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, been taken over to Babylon, put through school for 3 years, but he ended up rising to the top of three different heathen kings, took over that nation during his lifetime. He rose to the top of everyone. The guy said, we perceive an excellent spirit in this man, Daniel. It'll stand out. Matter of fact, Daniel 5:12, for as much as an excellent spirit, an understanding, interpreting dreams, showing hard sentences and dissolving of doubts, we found in the same Daniel. And the king named him Belteshazzar. He now let Daniel be called and said he will show the interpretation. Daniel 6:3. Then Daniel distinguished himself above all governors, all the other men, because an excellent spirit was in him. And the king gave him setting over the whole realm. In other words, excellent will cause you to rise to the top. You do a good job, but your job, don't do anything halfway. Show up a little early, stay a little later. Don't take a long lunch break. People are looking for excellence. They don't care who you are, what color you are, what language you speak. They just want to, well, you do a good job for me. And that's what everybody's looking for. Philippians 1:9-10. And this I pray, that your love may abound still more and more knowledge and all discernment, and that you may approve the things that are excellent. Sweetie, what? That you may approve things that are excellent, that you may be sincere without offense till the day of Christ, that you may approve things that are excellent. Don't give your okay to things that aren't good. Prove things that are excellent. I like this. Hebrews 1:3-5. Who being in the brightness of his glory, an express image of his person, and upholding all things by the word of his power, when he had himself purged our sins, sat down at the right hand, the majesty on high, having become much more better than the angels, as he had by inheritance, obtained a more excellent spirit than they. For to which of the angels did he ever say, you are my son, today I've begotten you, and again I'll be to him a father, and you shall be my son. He had a more excellent spirit than all of them. Talking about Christ. But like this, Hebrews 8:6. But now he obtained a more excellent ministry, inasmuch as he is also the mediator of a better covenant, which was established on better promises. This word is used throughout the both Old and New Testament. Every time you look it up, you need to highlight it. Anytime the word excellence is used, because God likes excellence. I like this. Psalm 16:1-3. Preserve me, O God, for in you I put my trust. O my soul, you have said to the Lord, you are my Lord. My goodness is nothing apart from you. As for the saints here on the earth, they are excellent ones in whom it's all my delight. This is God talking. Who are you talking about? I'm talking about the saints on the earth. They are the excellent ones. Who are the saints, the born-again Christians on this planet, are the excellent ones in whom I delight. God delights in us. God delights us because we are the excellent ones. Psalm 8:1. O Lord, our Lord, how excellent is your name in all the earth. You have set your glory in the heavens. Then I go back to Daniel 1:20. In matters of wisdom and understanding about which the king examined them, he found in them 10 times better than all the magicians, all the astrologers that were in the realm. What did he find in Daniel, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego? he found they were 10 times better. 10 times better. What is that? Well, they said, go back to Daniel 5, that an excellent spirit. Daniel chapter 6, that an excellent spirit. Philippians 1, things that are excellent. They obtained a more excellent name, a more excellent ministry. They are the excellent ones. They said, we found them 10 times better. Well, that's excellent. If you had that, if you have a guy, I worked factory work for several years, so I was becoming an engineer. And it's a production line. We're producing wire. I work for an aluminum company, a steel company, and a copper company. We're producing wire. And so you had a production number. You're trying to make production. Well, if you made more than production, so, man, that's an excellent job. Joe, that's an excellent job. I like people that brag on me about doing something with excellence. So it means extremely good, outstanding, matchless, unbeatable, first class. So whatever you do today, put some thought behind it. Lord, help me do excellent today. Now, the Bible says the righteous fall seven times a day, but they get back up. Well, not the perfect people where they're getting back up people. But whatever we do, we need to do with excellence. Does that mean you're going to hit a home run every time? No, but I used to joke when I was working with high school kids. I said, you know, if you bat 333, if you're a baseball player and you bat 333, if that's your batting average, 333, if you bat 333, they're going to put you in the Baseball Hall of Fame. What? Yeah, if you bat 333, you're going to be in the Baseball Hall of Fame. Well, what does that mean? It means you struck out two-thirds of the time. But you still made the Hall of Fame because one-third of the time, you're going to slap that ball probably out of the park. And they said, that's excellent. So it's not about the perfect people. It's about the people that do what's right because it's right to do what's right. So whatever you do today, do it with some excellence. Put some effort behind it. God bless, guys. Thanks for listening.
Be sure to join us Monday, Wednesday, and Friday to hear more of what God can do in your life. It's got a great future for you and your family, and we're here to help you get there. Please make sure you visit Joe McGee Ministries on Facebook, YouTube, and Instagram. There you find all of our Friday funny videos and other encouraging resources for you and your family. While you're at it, be sure to visit joemcgee.com. We have all sorts of materials, books, DVDs, you name it, all there to help you, your marriage, and your family succeed.